This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With the angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem.
Thank you, Nat King Cole.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to
the newborn King.
Born King.
I'll sure take Jesus over Dr. Fauci. Alex, the vaccine won't kill everybody, just some of the people. Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday, December 20th, global transmission. Again, I am your host, Alex Jones. We have Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, joining us coming up the second hour about the ongoing fight to overturn the fraudulent election results and all the evidence we've got. But first, I thought we'd start this transmission with a bit of fiction. We've got Fauci hyping up his PCR tests. They're 96% fake and fictitious. You've got them hyping up death numbers for tens of thousands that died of heart attacks and cancer, saying COVID-19 did it. That's all admitted. And now he's been on TV saying that, we'll play the clip in a moment, that he gave Santa Claus the vaccine, and so it is safe for him to come down your chimney. Well, this vaccine protecting you from COVID-19 is as believable as a 400-pound giant elf in a red and white outfit coming down your chimney. Don't worry, Governor Whitmer's been super creepy, Miss Police State up in Michigan, saying that, oh, Santa is basically, you know, dying of COVID and the rest of it, and just total fear-mongering. So their theater, their fiction, is mixing with the rest of the fiction as they try to expropriate every form of Western culture. Here is Fauci.
Well, I have to say I took care of that for you because I was worried that you'd all be upset. So what I did a little while ago, I took a trip up there to the North Pole. I went there and I vaccinated Santa Claus myself. I measured his level of immunity and he is good to go. He can come down the chimney. He can leave the presents. He can leave and you have nothing to worry about. Santa Claus is good to go.
But they're now telling you, even if you take the COVID vaccine, it may not protect you. You may still be able to spread it. Sorry, you're still going to wear a mask forever. CNN is reporting that they want to make it like seatbelts. You will never leave your house again without it, and you will get time in jail if you don't wear it. This is the total, complete, absolute cult of control. Oh, and by the way, the CDC is now reporting thousands of people have been hospitalized, some of which are in comas after taking the COVID-19 Pfizer vaccine. And they've only vaccinated, they're now saying, 0.1% of the country. So they haven't even gotten near 1% of the country being vaccinated, and they've got 1,000-plus people with adverse reactions. I've got it right here for you. That's all coming up. I thought adverse reactions don't exist. This is a giant criminal takeover. This is a giant power grab, the likes of which the planet has never seen. And Senator Paul, who's a medical doctor, has pointed out that it's all about occultic submission to the establishment. This has nothing to do with reality, nothing to do with science, nothing to do with facts. Every single bit of it has to do with power and control and a global medical ID. And that's what's really out of control is the EEOC has now come out and said employers can make you take a vaccine. Can they make you get an abortion? Are those employers going to sign a waiver that if you get sick or die from the vaccine, they're going to take care of your family? Of course, the answer is no. The EEOC is another communist, globalist, criminal organization. Disgusting Nazi science. They're Nazis.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
It is December 20th on this Sunday broadcast, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, 4 p.m., 6 minutes, 50-something seconds. All right, we have advisor to President Trump and one of the lawyers behind the scenes that's actually been tracking what's happening, and I'll leave it at that. Barnes doesn't want that known, but that's actually known by the enemy, so why shouldn't you know it? Robert Barnes has been all over the country working for Trump, exposing what's going on. He'll be with us in the second hour. He told me a month ago everything else was a red herring, the computers, all of it. The key is the signatures being ignored in Georgia, Pennsylvania, and other states. And now President Trump has given a speech, an interview on a show with Rudolph Giuliani, where he says it's all about the signatures, and that is the irrefutable fraud that even the Supreme Court cannot ignore. And they just ignored the signatures in Georgia, where Trump's only losing by 13,000 points, 13,000 votes. Remember, Trump was winning by hundreds of thousands of votes until they closed up the CNN Center where they were counting votes. Not joking. Said a water main had broken. Wasn't true. Then pulled out all those suitcases and then ran each ballot on video repeatedly through a machine illegally. I mean, you talk about open and shut, but let me give you the big news. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday transmission. I told you on Friday Trump was considering martial law. I told you 3 weeks ago Trump was considering martial law. I told you November 4th Trump was considering martial law over a month ago. Now, how did I know a month and 15 days ago something like that? Because I understand history and I know what's going on. So when I use terms like Trump considering martial law, I'm not just pulling that out of the ether to have a shocking name or a shocking term to get your attention. It's because that's what's being discussed. That's what's going on. Now, just because it was talked about in the Oval Office doesn't mean Trump's going to do it. And it doesn't mean I support it. We're simply telling you what's going on. Here are the headlines today dealing with it. Heated Oval Office meeting included talk of special counsel, martial law, as Trump advisors clash, CNN. Now, do I just believe CNN? No. they usually lie, but I made some calls and checked, and indeed that did go on. But then John Bolton spun it that Trump supported it and that it was his idea. Trump said that was fake news. Let's continue with these headlines. President Trump tweets out, martial law equals fake news, knowing there are several options on the table. Gateway Pundit, breaking: Trump calls on Americans to march on D.C. January 6th to stop foreign takeover. That's the biggest news of the day. He's calling on you now. He needs your help. We need your help. America needs to stand up. We need 10 million people there on January 6th. The mayor has announced, oh, no indoor dining, no blah, blah, blah. That'll keep you from coming. Everybody just ignore her. Ignore these tyrants. If you were Black Lives Matter or communist, she'd love you. We're going to descend on the swamp January 6th. The president's going to be attending the rallies. He's announced he's going to be there. This is going to be mega massive. Continuing, Trump scorches dumbest ex-advisor Bolton over CNN interview about appalling idea to return election and rerun the election under martial law. And I've said this over and over again. You don't call it martial law. You call it a national emergency, and then it gets into the Constitution and different ways to do it. Because we're already under Chi-Com control. We're already going under global receivership. We're being bankrupted by design. The blue cities and blue states are already under their own COVID cover martial law with the mask and the lockdowns and all of it that Democrats and communists and socialists are bringing back in every country they control except for China. Because the globalists have all moved their factories to China from Germany, from the UK, from France, from Canada, from Australia, from New Zealand, from the US. Hell, factories have left Mexico and gone to China. And so the globalists have made their investment there. We're all turned off. China's been open for 6 months plus completely, and they are getting all the business and all the jobs. Even Bloomberg reported on Friday the biggest jump in China investment ever. Because we're under lockdown, and China has had their top world leaders, their top political analysts, on national TV. We played the clips Tucker Carlson has, saying America will never reopen. We control their top government people. COVID will kill them. It will kill their economy. They are over. America will no longer exist. Meaning the virus won't kill you, but the lockdown will. We've already played those clips five or six times. But think about that. And the average leftist wears a mask, doesn't go out, wants their stimulus check. They've got a third round of stimulus checks. $900 billion they're trying to send out. While your real industry, your real jobs is being destroyed. And Trump is striking back. Scoop, Axios, Pentagon halts Biden transition briefings as he's under criminal investigation as being a communist Chinese spy along with his son. We told you this on Friday before it was even in the news about martial law. A storm is coming. Trump considers direct action against foreign interference in election. But the question is it martial law? Is it a national emergency? How is it implemented? President Trump signs bill to bar Chinese companies from U.S. stock exchange. I mean, it is on. So this is a larger debate and a larger discussion. We'll talk about it with constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes next hour. But the larger question is, when you're already under multinational corporate banking martial law, when you're already being bankrupted, when you're already being told you got to have a world ID to travel outside your country because Xi Jinping says so, and the UN's in charge, and Bill Gates is your doctor, and you're told you're non-essential, and the federal government's basically halfway sold out, surrounded by traitors, the states don't know what's going on, then if the president was to arrest a bunch of Chinese agents, like Swallowswell and the rest of them, would that be martial law because the Justice Department won't do its job? No, that would be the country surviving and standing up to an outside foreign threat, an existential threat, because we're already losing the country. The country's already going away. We're already under a form of martial law. And so I don't understand the debate and the discussion about what we're going to do. We'll either submit, they'll put Biden in, he'll keep the economy shut, we'll go totally bankrupt, we'll be completely domesticated, they'll continue racial and cultural division, and basically this country will be broken up under world government. Or we as a culture stop working with big corporations. We as a culture call out the Chi-Coms. We as a people say no to the system and come together and resist it peacefully through civil disobedience. And then hopefully other politicians and followers ride that wave to victory. But I don't expect to see leadership out of them. We've seen some leadership from Trump, but that's about it. Real leadership comes from the grassroots. And that's what we're doing here. You heard about world government, the Chi-Coms, the New World Order, global lockdowns, lockstep, disease X, controlled viral releases here. You didn't hear about it on other shows because they're not actually reading the Rockefeller Foundation white papers. They're not actually researching how the real world works. They tune in, you know, to Hollywood shows and to HBO and think that all of that is what goes on in the world. What's the latest sporting event? Instead of actually knowing what the global controllers are up to. It's the difference between having the lights on in your house and not having the lights on. Difference between, you know, having eyesight and not having eyesight. But once you're aware of it, there's no going back. But make no mistake, one of my producers said tonight before we went live, we're in uncharted territory now. We're going to come back with forced inoculations announced by the federal government.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cat. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one.
Trump has been against the lockdowns. Trump got roped into supporting the vaccine. He believes it would end the fear and reopen the economy, which he knows is already starving millions of people to death in the third world. When we shut down, the third world dies. We go bankrupt, they starve to death. So I know why Trump did what he did, but I still think he got snookered big time on this. And now more and more he's saying that. But with 31 days out from the inauguration of himself or that communist Chinese front man, Joe Biden, we need Trump to level with the American people about the Chinese virus, about the fear, about Bill Gates, about the New World Order. Now, you remember a month ago, a week ago, 3 days ago, I said Trump is considering martial law. And I said that doesn't mean martial law is a good thing. It's a lot of different things. But I said if you're already occupied, if you're already overrun, that's when martial law is used, if it is what you call the good martial law. And it tends to never go away once you're under it. The problem is we're already under the medical tyranny of the globalist. And so after Trump met with General Flynn and others yesterday, and the story got leaked out about martial law as a trial balloon, he posed with photos of Andrew Jackson, President Jackson, President Lincoln, and Prime Minister Winston Churchill. Now, I mean, what does that tell you? It's pretty clear. Trump has been telegraphing this for a long time. He counted on the Supreme Court. He counted on the systems. Now he has all the evidence. And a communist Chinese agent is about to be put in as the president who's totally compromised, and President Trump cannot allow that to happen. That's why they kept telling you that President Trump was a Russian agent, because he wasn't a Russian agent. He doesn't even hire lobbyists. No one tells him what to do. With all these other modern presidents, they have committees that sit together and get bought off and then tell the president that they control what to do. And so that's why they're so angry. And now we're at this point where we're discussing what the president should do, and he's actually trial ballooning, using the military to go after communist Chinese agents in the United States and hold a new emergency election in these five states. They're the ones that stole the election. They're the ones that started this fight. They're the ones that did all of this. And so President Trump puts out the idea of martial law through his surrogates, then comes out and says, I'm not proposing it, to CNN. But the truth is, he understands the public doesn't understand where we're at and how we're being captured by a foreign power. If a foreign power is taking you over, if we were invaded by a foreign nation, what would the federal government do? It would declare a martial law in those areas, and we would go to war with that foreign army. And so now we sit here playing games with this foreign takeover and say, oh, well, we're against martial law. We're against a police state, when it's the police state of the globalist and the police state of the UN and the police state of the Chi-Coms that we're going under. The question is, do you trust President Trump to take action against that system? I don't think it's going to end up happening. I don't think he has the men willing to do it. So I don't think that's a problem you're going to have to worry about. Maybe I'm wrong. But why don't all you goody-two-shoes so upset that I even talk about America declaring an emergency to stop this foreign takeover, think about the fact that we're under a foreign takeover and you will be under them January 20th, and they're never going to take that boot off your neck without a fight. Better the devil you know than the devil you don't know. And this isn't some lesser of two evils. Trump cares about America. He wants our own sovereignty. He's fought hard. When he gets the information, he makes the right decision. And they hate Trump. And they want to remove Trump. And they're training Chinese troops in Canada. But they won't have to have them invade. They'll be invited in. You know, we've recognized under Trump, the conservative that clearly won the election in Venezuela, Trump was blown away today whenever Joe Biden said, we don't recognize the conservative, we love the communists. So that's where this is going. And it's only going to get worse. And so that's the reality of where we are. We're under medical tyranny, martial law. They're bringing in the tracking apps. They're bringing in the control systems. Xi Jinping runs the planetary system. And we are inside of this right now. And so that's a discussion. When I host the new show tomorrow morning, when I'm going to take at least 50 calls over 3 hours, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., American Journal, just like Washington Journal and C-SPAN, but National Journal. I take your phone calls from all the world, quite frankly, but it's mainly about the United States. And we'll be discussing all of this and what you think President Trump should do. 8 a.m. tomorrow, ahead of Owen Schroyer, who's going to be hosting my show, The Alex Jones Show. And then I'm going to take off a few days to get some rest and try to really focus on the decisions we've got to make. Because as one of the crew members said before we went live today, we are in uncharted territory. And as dialed in as I am and as focused as I am, I need a little bit of time to turn my engine off and really get close to God and decide what I think is the best thing to do. And then I'll come on air and I'll tell you. But at this point, I don't think anybody knows what to do. We are all in above our heads. We're over our eyeballs, and we're in uncharted territory. Uncharted territory. A foreign, multinational, global corporate government takeover of a bunch of corporate heads and people that have always been unaccountable. Unlike soldiers, they never face retribution. They never face actual threat. They just carry out their cold-blooded control and their manipulation of society with absolute impunity. And so if I know one thing, it's this. The discussion about the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and the Gateses and the Prince Charleses of the world that admit they're doing this lockdown to make us poor and admit they hate us and admit they want to depopulate us, as soon as we start realizing they're the ones behind everything happening, and as soon as we start speaking out against them, and as soon as we start saying we're not going to submit to them, and as soon as they get the blame for what they've done, and the millions that have already starved to death during this lockdown, is the sooner we're going to get relief. But they don't have skin in the game, and they don't even get political pressure for what they've done, and so they think they're invincible because they hide their modern warfare behind vaccines and 5G and GMO. But the world's waking up. Now wait till I get to this, not next segment, the segment after. But let me hit. Major federal agency announces forced inoculations coming. And the first thing Trump needs to do tomorrow is sign an executive order on vaccine freedom saying no forced inoculations. He said it in a lot of speeches, but I want to see it out of his mouth.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Just in time for Christmas, one of our best sellers, sold out for months, is now back in stock, Living Defense. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a next-level probiotic. It's not a bacteria that breeds in your gut. It's a whole bunch of known herbalist ingredients that are organic, that are documented historically to do amazing things for the health of your gut. What is in Living Defense? Back in stock, the ultimate stocking stuffer, the ultimate thing to put under the Christmas tree this year, and a great New Year's resolution as well. It's got the grapefruit seed extract. It's got the grape seed seed extracts of organic black walnut leaf and stem than the regular black walnut when it's green from the whole, organic olive leaf, organic neem leaf, organic ginger root, and so much more. We're really proud of this formula. It's groundbreaking. It's been sold out for months. Back in stock. Natural Defense at InfoWarsStore.com. Makes a great stocking stuffer. Makes a great present. Makes a great present to yourself and your family. And it funds the InfoWars. So get your living defense now. 50% off with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com for Christmas and the New Year.
InfoWarsStore.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Out. There is a new app coming to a cell phone near you that will display and verify your coronavirus vaccine status. A green check mark on your profile ID means you're good to go. And this is being promoted as the end of the coronavirus lockdowns because they're saying this is going to allow everybody to get back to normal again. You can go back to restaurants and your bars and movie theaters. They're all going to open back up again to full capacity, and all they got to do is make sure that everyone inside or everyone that enters has proof that they got the vaccine and that it can be verified at the door with the app. And I think a lot of people who might be afraid to take the vaccine right now, they're going to go ahead and do it anyway, because this way they're allowed to go places again, and we can all get back to normal and live our lives again. Business as usual, right? Right.
That's how they're promoting this anyway. And you understand, you're probably not going to be able to get a job without it. Or you're not going to be able to continue to work where you are right now unless you have proof that you've taken the vaccine. Now, here's what they want you to do. First and foremost, they want you to get out there and go get the vaccine. It's your duty to save mankind. Next, they want you to download one of these apps. There's already a lot of them to choose from. You can get the MyGP app. They got the Common Pass. Or here's one, the AOK Pass. Secure, private, and portable. And then you allow these apps to download your medical records, and boom, just like that, you're good to go. You get a nice green check mark on your ID, and businesses will now allow you to enter. Or they will stop you at the door, deny you entrance if you don't have the mark.
Labor and employment lawyer Helen Rella says your boss could force you to get a COVID-19 vaccine.
There's going to be applied pressure on people who operate.
Okay, so that's a report from last Wednesday by Darren McBreen. It's a band-aid video. I want to show you just part of it. That's just a small part of the report. The COVID vac verification app, don't leave home without it. Well, Xi Jinping said 10 months ago, this will be the model of the world. You'll have apps on your phone to leave your house. It's the global social credit score. Again, I'm Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us on your local stations out there. We are broadcasting worldwide live on this Sunday transmission. But notice, just a few weeks ago, or just last week, we're telling you it's going to be mandatory through the employers. Oh, well, that's not mandatory. But all the big banks, all the big corporations are already linking up saying it will be to get on a plane, to have a job. But then they admit on the insert, oh, if you're pregnant, don't take this. Oh, if you're young, don't take this. Oh, if you've got an autoimmune problem, don't take this. If you've got any allergy to anything, peanuts, penicillin, bee stings, do not take this. And then we're like, oh, well, don't take it. Like, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. Nobody's having any problems. This is from the CDC website. This is PBS with a direct link, PBS television with a direct link. And this is the latest numbers as of 2 days ago. The numbers are always a few days behind. And this is registrants that took the vaccines and the adverse reactions, health impacts, putting them in the hospital or keeping them out of work. 3,150 people are out of work from the 112,000 people that have so far taken the vaccine. It just started a few days ago. Here's some of the headlines. Nurses faints while talking to press about COVID-19 vaccine. They say, oh, it's very rare. Really, CDC issues new guidelines, launches probe after thousands negatively affected following COVID-19 vaccine. This is from the CDC. We just showed you the numbers. Here's the Epoch Times report posted up on Infowars.com. So they tell you safe and effective, but remember Bill Gates, we'll cover this next segment, famously said that 700,000 people will get sick or die from his vaccine. He also admitted 80% from the Pfizer vaccine, that's what this is, get sick. And when you talk about that, they go, oh, that couldn't be true. We have Bill Gates on video saying it. Why is Bill Gates in charge of what goes in your body? What planet, what freakazoid world did we wake up to where this is happening? Look at this. This is out of Fox News, because, again, they're telling you, oh, there's nobody getting sick. Nobody's having a problem. One woman collapsed in Tennessee, a nurse. Oh, look, vaccinations at Chicago area hospital to resume after four workers experience adverse reactions. Four of the nurses have gotten sick. And that's just what happens at the time you get it. Imagine the long-term effects. Oh, sorry. Those haven't been studied. And here's the big scary news right here. Federal agency says employers can require workers to get COVID-19 vaccine. You saw Darren McBrain's report from just last week where people are saying, you watch, they're going to make employers do it and make airlines and hotels do it with a digital system that tracks you. So that's a cashless society right there. And sure enough, federal agency announced this week that employers can legally require their workers to take a COVID-19 vaccine and can prevent them from entering the workplace if they refuse. Also, the New York Bar Association said it should be the law. Everyone must take it, including pregnant women. The damn insert says pregnant women shouldn't take it. But now lawyers, and now the EEOC, more lawyers, leftist lawyers, SJWs, they say you're going to take it because it's all about their power over your body. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission issued guidelines claiming that requiring COVID tests would not violate the Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990, and that though employers can't require certain medical exams like blood tests, COVID vaccine does not apply. Yeah, taking your blood's not a problem, but going in with the mRNA vaccine and with messenger RNA, and that's programming RNA to program your cells. Oh, some corporation programming my cells, taking over my cells, that's not a problem. I mean, when a man, they teach feminists that a baby is a parasite because a sperm and an egg meet, creates a new creature, it attaches to your placenta that's there to catch the baby and love it. You're designed to do it. They call that rape. But when Bill Gates plunges a needle into you with mRNA to reprogram all your cells so you can travel or have a job, that's not rape. That's not coerced. Of course it is. It violates every form of law, the Geneva Convention. It violates the Nuremberg Code. This is an insane action. You go, why are they doing it? Because they can't help themselves. It's the nature of these mad scientists. The Nazis were mad scientists. They do it over and over again. Meanwhile, German doctor, anti-vaxxer, should be denied intensive care if they need it. What do I need intensive care from the vaccine? And then Rand Paul, doctor, mask mandates are all about submission, just like under Islam. And now CNN says, oh, soon you will wear masks forever, like your seatbelts. It will just become normal. This is totally unnatural. This is a total cult takeover, and it's all based on giant exaggerated lies, hundreds and hundreds of percent what's actually happening. Refusing to wear a mask should be as taboo as drunk driving. Scientist chief says, yes, you're dirty, you're bad, you've got to wear a mask, you've got to submit. Christmas miracle, though, Fauci confirms he vaccinated Santa Claus with COVID vaccine, just as ridiculous as all the propaganda. And meanwhile, in London and Italy, in her full holiday lockdowns, England's COVID mutation, 70% more infectious. Live updates. I predicted fake new upgrades and mutations. It's all crap. The PCR tests are all crap. The inventor of the test said it was a fraud. I told you a month ago, I talked to one of the main biotech company owners. I'll leave it at that. He said, I ran into him at a law firm, and he said, Alex, don't take that mRNA vaccine. It's deadly. It shuts off your immune system, or we'll turn it way up. It's all a fraud. It's all a power grab. It's all evil. And I said, please, come on. Oh, no, I can't do that. See, no one can come on and tell you, even though it's all right here. This is such a crazy operation where they're going to normalize you getting cancer, your neighbor dying, you getting an autoimmune disease. And then they admit that a bunch of these mRNA vaccines have HIV in them. That's all admitted now. My God, this is insane. This is the globalists carrying out eugenics. And everyone supporting it is doing it through ignorance or because they're globalist scum.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so it can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuilding in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us, spread the word at InfoWars.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
So much for joining us. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and we're here weekdays 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, and we return Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. And now we've added Sunday Live with Owen Schroyer, Tom Pappard, Harrison Smith, and others 6 to 8 p.m. Central, and it's what I call our new free-to-air radio. By that, we have 6 minutes of ads an hour, four local stations. But no ads for us. A lot of stations are picking it up. We're trying to reach out to my other affiliates and say, hey, would you like us to cut some of the ads on my shows so that you can pick us up? Their answer is like, no, we'll just take all your ads. Well, I got a radio partnership with Ted Anderson and GCN. They're great guys. And they got half the ads. But I'm working on that for you folks because we want less ads here. That's what we're pushing for. Okay. Let me try to put it to you this way. I'm not up here covering all this incredibly negative stuff just to bitch and complain and be a victim. I'm doing all this so you understand the real threat you're under, because I believe you're like me. You're not going to put up with it. You're going to mobilize. You're going to speak out against it. You're going to pray against it. You're going to say no to it. And all of us together will defeat it, because many hands make very, very light work. I believe in you. The globalists have bet against you. They bet against me. But now they're not as arrogant as they used to be. They're scared. And just like that, populism and pro-human nationalism is exploding all across the world. And humanity is on the march. and the globalist empire is more and more on the run. So as negative as it is to see world government, the UN, and global tracking apps, and lockdowns, and forced inoculations, this is their revolution. This is what they've been preparing for decades. And it's the fact that we've been exposing it for decades, and it's now happening just like we said, is incredible. So we got a leg up on. We got a head start on. I can't tell you, it's not about bragging, it's about you realizing the success that we've all had together. InfoWars is just one focal point of all this. Not just Tucker Carlson, not just Sean Hannity, not just Rush Limbaugh, not just Joe Rogan, who I've massively influenced all those people. I'm not going to talk about private conversations. But I just recently got phone calls from extremely prominent liberals, completely freaked out, saying, I thought you were crazy. It's happening exactly as you said. Are you aware you said this in 2007? Here's the clip. And I'm like, I remember saying that, yeah. These people are saying, how the hell do you know all this? And I explained to them, well, did you know it was in Carol Quigley's book, 1968? Or did you know it was in Zbigniew Brzezinski's book, 1974? Or did you know it was, I mean, it's all, that's what I, see, I only tell this almost every show, different variants of the same story, there's different developments. Because it's everything. Do you understand that I did not figure all of this out? The globalists have a plan. They have a program. They tell you what they're going to do, and we know what they're going to do. World government, forced inoculations with antibodies that attack proteins associated with fast-growing cells. There's only a couple things grow fast in the body. Would you like me to list them for you? Embryonic tissue grows the fastest. Placentas, uterine walls each month. And then what else grows fast? Intestinal walls. What else grows fast? Your hair, your skin. But what else grows fast? It could be your bones. It could be your skin. It could be your tongue. It could be your blood. It could be your brain. It's got a name. It's called cancer. Bigger than Dallas. And when all Wolfgang Wudarg and all the big, even top scientists who've got souls, the medical system's actually got all these nurses and scientists and doctors coming out valiantly fighting. And it's all the top ones. I mean, my God, it's the former head of Pfizer. It's the former. They're like, this is insane. Don't you dare take this. This will turn your immune system off or turn it up or kill you. My God, it'll attack every fast-growing cell in your body. It'll eat your baby alive. And so that's what I'm telling you is, this is like, don't drink cyanide, it'll kill you. You want me to explain the science to you? It's not even hard. It's open and shut that the Pfizer and Moderna mRNA vaccines and the Australian one mRNA are literally going in and reprogramming your cells to release an antibody against a protein that is mainly found in the placenta and a woman's uterus. This thing is meant to eat women's uteruses. Just like Gardasil, they caught them. That they announced as an emergency. They tricked Rick Perry, not even a bad guy, not a scientist. They go, oh, let's protect young girls from cancer, sir. We give them this shot, they don't get cancer anymore. It covered four papillomaviruses. There's thousands. Didn't save anybody. A few thousand people, 4,000 die a year of papillomavirus. That's a tiny number. But in the studies, they couldn't get it approved by the FDA until a governor announces it's an emergency or a president. Reagan was a great guy. They said, sir, we got stuff that'll... He announced an emergency. That's how they got liability protection for all these vaccines. Reagan wasn't bad. He wasn't a scientist. So they came to Rick Perry, Merck did, and they said, we got a shot, it'll cure cancer for women. He said, well, damn right, I'll say that's ordered. What they didn't tell him is they couldn't get the Gardasil shot for a decade approved in India, Japan, Russia, Europe, or the U.S. because it was attacking women's ovaries. Because for whatever reason, that fast-growing virus and the proteins it releases just so happens to look like an egg on a polyp growing off of an ovary. That's all an ovary does. It gets a little bloop. And boy, that's when the girls get excited. The women get excited. And it goes bloop. The woman goes into ovulation, kicks off that egg, and mama's ready to get in the sack. But at the exact moment that happens, you've now got a vaccine that attacks that protein release, and it swarms into that ovary, and it eats it up. And you don't just usually get each egg eaten. It starts chewing into the ovary itself, and now you've got a big old problem. So, Gardasil goes after your ovaries. These new mRNA vaccines go after your uterus, bigger than Dallas. And these globalists, like they've got a gun to their head. My wife this morning at breakfast, she's a smart lady. She goes, you know, it's like it's aliens. Why would the establishment do this? It's going to hurt so many people. They're going to get in trouble. And I was reading, you're right about the Gardasil attacking the ovary. And I said, honey, they do have a gun to their head. I don't know who's running it. I've not seen little green men. I don't even... All I know is what they're doing is violent, it's crazy, it's insane, and it's out of control. But then you can argue, well, there are too many people. So do you want your daughter sterilized? And by the way, that's just the tip of the iceberg. There are five different autoimmune responses that we know of in this vaccine based off the virus. So we only identified a few of the things it does. This is just crazy. Oh, man, I tell you. And by the way, this isn't Alex Jones up here telling you about science or medicine. I'm reading what's in the medical reports. I've shot the reports. I've covered it. And George Soros, who served Nazis as a young man, spends all his time trying to shut us up because in his world with Satan, the more people he hurts, the more people he maims, the more he sterilizes, that gets him credits in hell, as best I can tell. Yeah, UN vaccines in Kenya used to sterilize women. That was where they add a hormone to the tetanus shot. It's not that vaccines are bad. It's what they add to them. Just ask black folks about Tuskegee. All right, we're going to start the next hour. Robert Barnes about, is martial law real? Is Trump planning martial law? What does that mean? Can Trump overturn this fraudulent election? Well, we're going to talk to a fellow that's been traveling the country behind the scenes that's got the inside scoop in baseball in hour number two on this Sunday night transmission. Stay with us.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.